Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. So for those who are new to me, my name is Catherine Hahn, and I'm an angelic energy healer as well as a spiritual teacher coach, and an angelic channel. So I am so happy to be here with you all. Today is 11/11. And it is a magical day. So I am so excited to share with you what it is to expect today, as well as the rest of this week. So I hope, you know, I am coming to you from Wisconsin, and it's chilly, and it's really cold, 19 degrees right now, but you know, even though we have snow on the ground and we have this cold weather, it's just an amazing day. I can really feel that energy. And so I hope you can feel that as well, no matter where you are. And so today's show, Compassionate Light, is sponsored by Free Third Eye Readings. So you can go to their group through our page, psychictalk.net/third eye, and they have a grand opening today. So I'm so excited. They'll be doing healing circles. They'll be doing lots of different types of readings, including a different type of reading, which is a group, like a team effort. So they'll be groups of three, and I'm actually a part of that, one of the groups. So I'm very excited to be able to announce that. And so you'll be able to check that out tonight. So if you go to psychictalk.net/third eye, you'll be able to see all that's going on today on their grand opening. So be sure to check them out. All right. So when it comes to this week's energy, we have Archangels Raziel, Gabriel, as well as Archangel Uriel stepping forward for us. And they are stepping forward to really help us with this energy that we're in that you might have started feeling a few days before. So, you know, 11/11 is a wonderful day because it's about manifesting and it's about abundance. And so today what we're being called to do is to really dream big, and dream about what it is that you truly want to do in a big way, a big picture way. So, and this, you know, it has to do with not only the things that we want, but how is it that you want to serve others? How is it that you want to really make that impact in this world? So it's really going to be important for us to really dream about what is it that you want to see when it comes to change? What is it that you want to do to, you know, be a part of that change? How is it that you want to create that change? So all those things that we have been learning, you know, throughout this year, and especially these couple months, it's going to be important for us to bring those together and then take those gifts that we have that we are being shown this month and to connect it together, to really see how it is that you can make that impact. And, you know, it's also important for us to, you know, let go of that ego, let go of the mind chatter telling us that we can't do it, we're not good enough in any way. But think of it as, you know, if And this is how I like to have people think of it is, you know, don't think about the money. Don't think about, you know, your gifts right now, like that you don't have the gifts right now, or not being able to do it because of certain things. So, you know, taking all of that, all of those different things out and really just dreaming big, just dream, daydream. And, you know, what does it look like? What is it that you want to do? What really lights your fire? What really are you passionate about? And what is it that you truly desire to see? So it's, you know, dreaming those things and really thinking big today. And, you know, and also just thinking about the outcome, just seeing it, seeing how it is that it's going to come into fruition, how it's going to look when, you know, all those next steps are done, all of those things come, you know, the universe and the divine, it really just comes in and it shows you and gives you all of those gifts so that you can do those things that you're meant to do. So it's about really dreaming big today. And so, you know, I want to encourage all of us to do that. I encourage all of you to really do that today. You know, go into meditation, tune in with the angels, and just dream. So I'm so excited for today because, you know, anything is possible. Anything can happen. And as we dream big like this, they are able to show us what our next steps are. They are able to show us what it is that we are meant to do. And also, you know, as we step out of our comfort zones, then we are also, you know, shown our gifts. They'll either expand your gifts or you'll discover even more gifts that you didn't think that you had. And so this day is going to be wonderful. And this energy is going to last through this week and the next week and the following week as well. This energy is going to be around for this month. And so, you know, I want to encourage you to do some journaling and to really think about those passions that you have. What is it that you truly desire? And, you know, when we do that, all the other things when it comes to love, when it comes to love life for ourselves, when it comes to career, when it comes to business, all of those things will connect, and all of those things will come together as we really dream towards that final outcome. So, you know, I get a lot of times people asking me, so, you know, I'm trying to manifest, I'm trying to dream about my love life, but, you know, I'm asking you to dream even bigger. What is it that you really want to see when it comes to serving others? So, you know, when we really think about serving others, when we think about how it is that we want to make an impact in this world, everything else will fall into place. Everything else will come because we are thinking in this big picture. So, you know, think past your love relationship. Think past your jobs and career right now and to really dream big today. So that is what we're being called to do, especially today, and call on the angels to help you to do that. And, you know, when it comes to Archangel Uriel, he steps forward because he's going to help us with our identity. He's going to help us with our truth and our those fears and doubts that may come in about who we truly are, so that we can do those things that we're meant to do, you know, go after those passions that we have within us. And then we have Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for us, letting us know that we are able to do it when it comes to communicating, when it comes to being able to share our truth, share who we truly are. So so that others can really see what it is that we're here to do. And then we have Archangel Raziel when it comes to our wisdom and our gifts, because we have that wisdom within us. We have those gifts within us, and they're just being they're waiting to be unlocked. And so connecting with them, it's going to really help us. Now, we do have Archangel Ariel, behind the scenes with all of this, because Archangel Ariel is all about manifesting, but also setting those intentions. So, I want to encourage you to call on each of these archangels, and they're going to help you to really understand your power and what it is that you're meant to do. So that is the energy for just today. But also we have the full moon the day after. Tomorrow we have the full moon. For some of you, you're already in this energy of the full moon. And the full moon correlates with the manifesting of today. So the full moon tomorrow is about abundance and about letting go of, when we think about those things that we are truly meant to do, those things that are not meant for us fall away. And so when it comes to the full moon, it's about abundance, but also it's about closure for those things that are not who we truly are, those things that we are not meant for. If you are feeling stuck, if you are feeling as if there's no movement going on, it's then time to, look into it and reevaluate what is it that's making you feel that way. Is it your job? Is it a relationship? Is it any other thing that you're doing? And are you being called to do something bigger? And so, tuning in and finding those out, and then, saying goodbye to those things that, and, really stepping out of our comfort zones to be able to do those things that we're meant to do. So that is the energy, and that energy is going to follow us through for the rest of the week as well. And so this energy this week is going to be amazing. It's going to be powerful. And so really tune into this energy. Really, ask the angels to step forward and help you to really feel into this energy of this amazing energy that has to do with love, that has to do with what it is that you're meant to do and your purpose, and it all comes together. And, last week I started feeling into this energy, and the angels really stepped forward and said, and really showed me what it is that I'm meant to do in a bigger way. And so when we, do all the clearing, when we do all of the healing, we are able to see that. So, this week is going, and today is going to be about, seeing the fruits of our labor. So if you've done the healing, if you've done the work on what it is that you need to let go of, what it is that you need to heal from, you're going to see the fruits of your labor this week. It's going to be amazing. And so, I encourage all of you to do that tuning and do some journaling if you're being called to, and really tune into what it is that you're meant to do. What is it that you're supposed to do on this bigger level, in this big picture that, because we are all meant to do great things. We are all meant to do amazing things. And so I want to encourage you to do that this week. So that's the energy of this week, especially today. So be sure to tune in today. So today, I am starting a new series on exploring your gifts. So if you would like to speak to me about this topic, or if you'd like to talk to me about the energy that you're feeling, be sure to call me at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right. So all right. So today we are going to start on our series of exploring our gifts. So I'm doing this topic because the angels are showing me and reminding me that, you know, this month is a month of gifts. It's about discovering your gifts and recognizing what they are. So we have to remember that we all are gifted. We all have these gifts that we're meant to use and we're meant for. And so, you know, starting today, I'm going to help you to kind of see what it is that your gifts are. And today, I'm going to start with kind of sharing about how I discovered my gifts. And so, actually, before we do that, I do have a few callers that I do want to get to. So, let's see here. All right, area code 541. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, yes, this is Camille calling you from Oregon.
Hello, Camille. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm great, thank you. So how can I help you today?
Okay, my question is in regards my roommate. I have someone who I agreed to take into my home, renting out the spare room for a very short period of time. But that person is in a very negative situation with, you know, frustrated. His attitude isn't so good. My question is, am I doing the right thing by keeping this person in my space?
Okay, so I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And what he's showing me is that those things that are triggering you with this person, it actually has to do with some things that are going on within yourself. So, you know, a lot of times when it comes to relationships or with other people, it's a reflection on us. There's something that we will need to work on if there are triggers and there are things that frustrate us and that are really just kind of you know, it could be irritations, it could be those type of things. So and I want to encourage you to tune in and really look at why are some of these things frustrating for you? Why is it making you feel certain ways, ways that are not who you truly are? So, you know, I want to really look at that. And then what you're meant to do then is to evaluate then, and after you've done that work, is this person who I truly want in my space? And you'll be able to know what that is. After you've done some of this work, you'll be able to know if this is what it is that you truly want to do. Because ultimately, it is up to us. You know, we have that free will. And so, you know, what the angels are showing me is to really look into that. And you have this gift of knowing. You have this gift of being able to feel into, like you had just mentioned, that, you know, this person, you know, you were feeling this negative energy. And so, you know, really tune in with Archangel Raphael and then be able to evaluate what it is that you want to do. So I hope that makes sense.
Yes. Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I hope you all have a wonderful week.
You too. Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, no problem. Bye-bye. All right. So let's go into our topic today, and it is about recognizing what your gifts are. So, you know, I was tuning in with the angels on what it is that they wanted me to share today when it came to this topic that they had given me. You know, this was a topic they gave me a couple weeks ago, and they were just, you know, I didn't really know what it is that they wanted me to share. They just said, you know, they gave me this topic, and they're like, okay, because this is part of the energy of this month about gifts. And so, you know, when I tuned in yesterday and today, they're telling me that I need to share a little bit about you know, how it is that I recognize my gifts. So I'm going to share a little bit about, and, you know, you may know my story if you've been listening to me for a while, but, you know, when it came to who I am, who I truly am, it really started when I was younger, when I was little. And I did not realize that these were gifts that were given to me. So when I was little, what I would do is I would give a lot of advice to people. And it didn't matter what age they were at, you know, they were. But I give a lot of gifts, but also or give a lot of advice, but also, you know, share all these different things that I was being shown. And so, you know, I had these gifts of clairsentience, the feeling that someone needed something and someone needed to talk, or someone needed just some company. So, you know, that is, you know, our psychic sense of feeling, which is clairsentience. But also this knowing that I had. I didn't know where it was coming from, but I had this knowing as well. So that's one of the clairs as well, you know, claircognizance. But then you also, I also had this, being able to hear, like, within myself. And, you know, all these gifts that, you know, I didn't recognize when I was little, they were, I always thought everyone had those. You know, I always thought that, you know, everyone was able to be able to feel into what it is that people were feeling and, you know, wanting to help in that way. Or, you know, knowing that, just having this knowing that I had to call someone because, you know, they needed something. I didn't exactly know what it is that they needed, but I just knew that I had to call someone, or I had to be at a certain place at a certain time. And so, you know, this is, you know, what they're, you know, what the angels are showing me today, that, you know, we have to kind of go back to our childhood, go back to earlier times to recognize those gifts that we are given, that we were given. And so, you know, when it came to this voice, you know, I always kind of spoke with someone out there. You know, I thought it was just within myself, you know, talking to myself, my higher self, which I didn't know about my higher self then, but just, you know, guiding me and letting me know that, you know, there, I had to do these things that, you know, and it was in my best interest to be able to, you know, do certain activities or be somewhere or, you know, help someone in some way. And so, you know, those are all our psychic gifts. Those are all our clairs that are coming in. And so, you know, today I want to encourage all of us to really tune in and kind of think back to those moments that come to you on, you know, what it is that your gifts really are. And you will understand that you've had these gifts within you. You've had these gifts that you've been using this whole time. So if you are a person who loves to share, who loves to, you know, be there for others and care for others, you know, whether it's through giving, you know, of your time, of money, of, you know, just doing different activities, you know, even, you know, whether it's for a church or school, you know, you are giving of your time because you know that, you know, you're supposed to do that. You just know that you're meant to be there and meant to help these people. And then also, you know, some clues are from your words too. So, you know, if you are saying, you know, I felt like I had to be somewhere, or I felt like I had to call someone, That is your gift of feeling. And so, you know, all of those clues are there to help you to understand your gifts. And so, you know, I had these gifts when I was little, didn't know that they were really gifts. And, you know, I just thought that everyone was just like that, you know, that that's just who we were as humans. And so, you know, I would be at certain places at the right times, and I would be calling people, you know, and they would tell me later on that it is, you know, they needed to talk to someone, or just, you know, just knowing that someone needed help. And so, you know, all of those gifts, we need to really just understand they are gifts, and we are meant to use them even now as we are adults. You know, if, you know, you've been through a lot of different things, and then and you feel like you've lost yourself at some point, it's the angels are reminding us that we have these gifts that we're meant to use, and they do correlate, and they respond to you. They are in correlation with our, they connect with our passions. They connect with what it is that we're meant to do. So, you know, if you are, you know, being drawn to help others in a bigger way, it's because you have that gift of caring. You have that gift of knowing and that feeling, feeling into others' energies, feeling into, you know, someone's sadness or someone even being happy, and then, you know, being there for them to celebrate with them. And, you know, those are all gifts that we have to realize. You know, a lot of times we may see, you know, people who are using their gifts in a way that, you know, whether it's, you know, someone who may be doing tarot or someone that is, that it seems like their gifts are a lot bigger than yours. But we have to, you know, we have to really take out that limiting belief and take away that ego that tells you, you know, you, and in that way you are comparing yourself, and, you know, that limiting belief is coming in. But we have to remember that each and every one of us have these gifts. Each and every one of us have these special gifts that are meant specifically for us to use, for us to be able to serve others, to be there for others, and to make that impact in this world. And so, you know, today being 11/11, I want us to really realize those gifts that we have within, and then look into what it is our passions are, and then think about that big picture. What is it that you truly want to do? How is it that you want to serve others? You know, if, and not thinking about, you know, how you're going to get the money, how it's going to happen, how you're waiting for these gifts. No, what we're being asked to do is just dream without those limiting beliefs, dream without ego stepping in, and really understand and know that they're meant for you. You know, when we are passionate about something, when we have these desires to, you know, serve in a big way, not everyone has those desires. You know, we all have our own passions. We all have our own things that we really want to do in this world. And so it's really thinking about that, those things, and dreaming about those things. And so I want to encourage all of us to do that today and the rest of this month. And, you know, we are then being shown what it is that our next steps are. We are then going to be shown what it is that we're meant to do, how it is that we're meant to step out of our comfort zones. And also, you know, what I'm being shown as well is that it's going to be important for you to step out of that comfort zone, you know, step into our purpose, and then they're going to really show us those gifts. They're going to show you how it is that your gifts are expanding. Sometimes what we have to do is take that initial step and trust and believe that the divine, that the angels, that God is going to show you, you know, how it's going to come into fruition, how you're going to be able to do that. It's about trusting and believing and having that faith to really take that step. And then all of these different things will be revealed to us. So that is pretty much our topic for today. And so we're at the bottom of the hour, so I'm going to be doing some announcements on what it is that's coming up on Psychic Talk Network. So let's see here. We have on this Friday, the doctors are in. So Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax will be back, and they'll be talking about what are archetypes. So be sure to tune in with them. And then on Saturday, Psychic Saturday is back, and Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle will be talking about what to look for and avoid in a tarot reader. So be sure to tune in with them. So, and also, I want to, when I first started, I talked about Psychic Talk or free third eye readings. They are our sponsored this month. And so today they are having their grand opening. So I want to encourage everyone to check them out. You can go to psychictalk.net/third eye. And what they'll be doing is throughout the day, they will be doing healing circles. They will be doing a lot of different types of circles, as well as lives that individuals as well as teams will be doing to help you. So if you'd like a free reading there, you can go there as well. And just being able to connect with a lot of different readers and healers in there, as well as other people that are in there. You know, they are growing really fast. And I want to encourage you, you know, if you are needing some extra guidance, or if you are, you know, you are a reader or you are a healer and you would like to help in a different way, you know, I want to encourage you to join the group and see what they're all about. So you'll find all types of readers from all over the world. And now, you'll also be able to find that tribe that, you know, if you're looking for that soul tribe, if you're looking for a family, you know, a psychic family or a soul family, and be sure to check them out to see if, you know, they are right for you. And, you know, you'll be able to see lots of different faces. The readers there, they have badges, and there's admins in there, and also the site owner. And it just happens to be that it's his birthday as well. So if you tuned in a couple weeks ago to my show, I had them on the show, Johnny and Michelle Bai, and it is Johnny's birthday today. So happy birthday, Johnny, if you're listening in. And, join in and see if that is a place for you to be in and be able to meet all kinds of different people from different walks of life and with a lot of different gifts. And so I want to encourage all of you to do that today. All right. So if you are just joining me and if you'd like some guidance or would like to talk about the topic, please be sure to call in at 714-816-4628. You know, I would love to talk to you about what it is that you're feeling when it comes to the energy of 1111 today, or if you'd like to talk about anything that you've been going through, anything that has been resonating with you, I'd love to talk to you about that. So let's go back to the callers, and let's see here. We have caller area code 614. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Philson, and I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi. So what was your name again? I didn't catch that.
Filson.
Oh, Filson?
Yeah.
Awesome. Hello, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. So how can I help you today?
Recently, change at with the shift at my job, and it wasn't voluntary, but I am changing back to my previous shift. It's a job that I do to make money while I pursue, I guess, something I like more on the side. And I was just wondering if, you know, it was a good decision to change back to my regular shift.
Okay, so I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And what I'm seeing is that there are some limiting beliefs that are stepping forward when it comes to, it does have to do with money. And it also has to do with, you know, how you're feeling about yourself. So, you know, I want to encourage you to tune in with Archangel Raphael today, because what he's going to show you is, and he is going to be able to show you if, you know, if this is the right move for you, because the other thing that you're talking about on what it is that you really want to do, that is what you're meant to do. You know, you understand what that is. And so he wants you to really focus on that as you're doing this work. But, you know, he wants you to, you know, really heal from those limiting beliefs that are coming in so that you can understand that you can do what it is that you want to do that you're doing on the side right now, and to understand that what you're doing right now isn't really it's not a match, if you understand what if that
yeah.
makes sense. Okay, so what he's going to show you is that once you, you know, when, as you do this healing, as you understand more about your power and what you're meant to do, he's going to be able to show you that this is not quite in alignment with who you are. So, you know, there's a lot of back and forth going with this job because of that, because you are not feeling into alignment. So, you know, I want to encourage you to maybe look for a different position that has to do more with what it is that you really want to do.
Okay. Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. So I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. So, okay, so let me go back to, okay, so actually I am being shown to do a meditation for today. So, if you're able, I want to encourage everyone to sit comfortably. And I want to encourage you to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. And now, if you want to put your hands on your heart so that your mind goes to your heart space. And as your mind goes there, I want to encourage you to create a space that is calming for you. that helps you to feel peaceful. So to create, whether it's to place a body of water, whether it's to have a sunset, some plants and trees, mountains, whatever it is that makes you feel at peace, makes you really be able to calm your mind. Then what we're going to do is place a door in your space. And we're going to open this door. And this door is going to let all of our angels and our guides in. And we're going to invite Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Raziel, as well as Archangel Ariel, stepping forward. I also do have Archangel Haniel, as well as Archangel Jophiel, stepping in as well, to help support our energy and help raise our vibration on this day. So as you stand, or as you sit in your space, the archangels are going to be right around you, supporting your energy right around you. And then on the outside of them will be your other angels, as well as your guides. And they are all there to support your energy, to help you to raise your vibration. And to help you to understand who you are when it comes to making an impact in this world, making an impact in the lives of others around you. So now we have the archangels sending you their energy. They're standing around you and they're sending you this energy right at you. And you may notice a rainbow of colors, the energy of all the archangels that are here. And so what they're doing is they're helping you to, when it comes to your chakras, they're helping you to expand your chakras and to clear your chakras and open them up so you can be able to see, so you can be able to know what it is that you're meant to do, what it is that you're being called to do. And how you're meant to use your gifts, how you're meant to really serve mankind, really be able to serve others in a very unique way to you. I want you to take a few deep breaths. Breathe out with your mouth. And as you're breathing out, we're going to breathe out all of those things that no longer serve us. Breathe out all of that old energy that are not meant for us. And this will also to help your chakras to open and your chakras to be able to move so you can have this understanding of what it is that you're meant to do. And as all of the archangels and your angels and guides send you this energy, source energy from above, and this beautiful rainbow is going to go through your crown chakra, and it's going to fill your body with this light and this love that he brings. Keep taking those breaths. Really listen for the messages that they bring and what it is that we need to see, what it is that we need to know about who you truly are. And what it is that you're meant to do. So I want you to take note of how it is that you're feeling this energy, whether it's through your heart and just have this feeling that comes in, or just a knowing that the angels are there with you and source energy is flowing through you, or if it's that you're hearing messages, just tuning in to how things are coming in for you. Are you able to see what it is that you're seeing that's coming in? And the message that is being brought to all of us is about trusting. Trusting in what it is that we feel. Trusting in what it is that we are receiving, and just knowing or hearing or seeing or in other different ways that it's coming in for you. Take a few deep breaths. And as this rainbow energy, the source energy moves in and fills your body, it's going to come out of your feet and come back around to the top of your head through your crown chakra. And what this is going to do throughout the day and throughout this week is going to be this, the source energy will be moving in as a loop. So in through your crown chakra, out through your feet, and in through your crown chakra. So there's going to be this loop, a source energy that is going to help you to understand what it is that you need to feel, what it is that you need to know, what it is that you need to see about who you are, helping you to let go of all those things that no longer serve you, all the limiting beliefs that are not who you are. It's going to help you to really feel into this energy that we are in this week when it comes to abundance, understanding the abundance that we're meant for, and closing out those things that no longer serve us. So take a few deep breaths. And now the archangels are going to help us to ground our energy. So from your root chakra, there's going to be this bright white column of light that goes all the way down to the center of the earth. And from the center of the earth, there's going to be this golden and white energy, strands of energy that comes back up. And at your feet, it's going to intertwine. And as it does this, there's this white orb of energy that goes through your feet and all the way up your body, cleansing and purifying your chakras so that it's in movement to how it's supposed to be, and to light up the inside of you. And it's going to go all the way up and into the heavens. And as it does this, the strands of energy is going to wind around your body. So from your feet all the way up to the top of your head. And this is going to help you to integrate the energy that you felt, that has come in from the archangels, from your angels and guides, as well as source energy. So take a few deep breaths. And the Archangel Gabriel is stepping forward, and he wants you to know that you are amazing, that your story is amazing, where you've come from, what you've been through is truly amazing. And so it's important for you to share who you are, share those lessons that you've learned. And as you do, you're going to get these moments of realization, these aha moments that come in to help you to understand even more of your gifts, even more of who you are. And as you go about this week, tuning in and doing some journaling, and it's going to help you to see yourself in a bigger way, to see what it is that you can do, that you are meant to do, to tune in, to share your truth, share who you are, because you are important, you are needed. Take a few deep breaths. And when you are ready, you can open up your eyes. And welcome back. Awesome. So, this energy that the archangels and the angels and source energy brings, it's going to be with you throughout this week, throughout the rest of this month, as you discover your gifts even more, as you are able to see just even more of how amazing that you are. So they're going to remind you, they're going to show you. And I mean, I've been saying this all day, but you know, this week is going to be amazing when it comes to understanding more of who you are, understanding more of what it is that you're meant to do. And I'm so excited for everyone. You know, 11/11 is also a time for people to awaken. It's also a time for really being able to connect with our angels and guides in an easier way. And so I want to encourage you to do that. And if you are still, you know, having a hard time or wanting to understand more about that, how to connect with them, how to be able to hear them or see them, please be sure to connect with me. You can go to my Facebook page by going to psychictalk.net/Catherine, and you'll be able to see how to reach me. I will also be on today live after the show to go to my page to do the energy of the week. I do that every week on my page. And also there you'll be able to see messages from the angels that that I channel. So you'll be able to see that and share that out to others who you believe can really use that. And so, you know, I want to thank everyone for joining me today. And starting next week, I will be going through the clairs. So today I talked a little bit about clairsentience, which is clair feeling, as well as claircognizance, which is knowing. And so I will be talking more about that in detail and some tips on how it is that you can expand upon that, how you can help that to grow, help those gifts to grow. So be sure to tune in next week as we discuss about that and how it is that you can you know that you have those gifts. So be sure to tune in with me. Then I also want to remind everyone that our show today was sponsored by Free Third Eye Readings. I'm sorry about that. So be sure to check them out at psychictalk.net/third eye. And as always, I'm sending you all lots of love and light. I want to thank you for joining me and for those who will be listening later today. And you know, today is going to be amazing when it comes to tuning in and manifesting those things that we truly want to do in this world. And so, you know, remember to dream big. Remember to you do some daydreaming today. What is it that your passion looks like? What is it that your world looks like when you're able to do those things that you're meant to do? So today is going to be an amazing day. So be sure to tune in. Be sure to listen in on what it is that the angels are showing you, what it is that you're being told, and what it is that you're feeling today. So sending you all lots of love and light, and I will talk to you all next week, very, very soon. So bye-bye for now.